Thank you so much for joining us here on the Parramatters podcast. I am Barry with my two co-hosts every week, Bernie and Jono. Bernie, I'll start with you, buddy. How are you?
Why the fuck is Jake Arthur in the team? I mean, like, seriously. I don't understand what purpose he serves sitting on the bench. There's only two possible positions that he can fill for. And if we don't have Mitch and we don't have Dillbags, we're going to lose anyway. So I just don't see the point. He adds no weight to the team. And I'm a bit grizzly today, boys.
I'm glad we went through that pre-production meeting before where I talked about, let's mention the Broncos game up front, which is really positive, and then we'll get into the reality. However, Jono, you might as well throw some kicks while you're at it. Welcome.
Hey, boys. Hope you're doing well. Where the hell's Bryce Cartwright?
Where is Brycey, boy? I mean,
where's Brycey?
What has Bryce got to do to stay in the team? I mean, he does everything that's asked of him. He is one of the best utilities in the NRL. He's one of the best bench players you can have. And we just never give him a run, and we need him. He could seriously be the difference between us winning a grand final or not. And not even exaggerating. I'm not even being over dramatical or anything. He could seriously be the difference when we get to the grand final. If we get to a grand final, you're going to win by 6 or 10 points. You're not going to win by 100. And he's the kind of player who can come on and get you that extra try. He can swing momentum around. I love Jake. I think he's going to be a great player for the future, but he's not a Bryce Cartwright on the bench. So,
Now, this was your first fear coming in, Bernie.
It really was.
Yeah, Bryce Cartwright, he's the X factor. Yep. He's the X factor. He can play any position in the back row, all the way up to 5'8". You know, he's got a great offload. He's got good feet, good hands, and he's big.
Yeah.
You know, he's the player we need in the finals on the bench, not Jakey, who's there in case Mitch gets hurt, in case Dylan gets hurt, or if Reed gets tired, you know. but some rugby league god of a miracle, we're up by 40 points against someone and he wants to play hooker for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
But it's head-scratching, mate. It's another one of BA's super coach suggestions, mate.
Yeah. At this time of the year, we need our full-strength team in there, and Bryce Cartwright is full strength. Barry?
Yeah.
You said the phrase, head-scratching. Yeah. I mean, now I'm going to not so much defend BA, but more be critical of us here. In that, imagine, let's pretend that we were Canberra Raiders fans and we were doing a Canberra Raiders show. And, okay, right.
That's all it takes to be a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
The slow clap.
I find that so lame. But anyway.
It's so lame. Oh, you know what? We went down to the Canberra Parramatta game and I was clapping along with it. It's so much fun to when you're actually there. The best part about it is all their fans are so serious. Like, they're not smiling. Yeah. They're all like got their war faces on. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
The point I'm making, though, is, and every week we have a show and we're like, next week, I just don't get, I tell you, Ricky won't be cranky at the press conference. He won't. He'll be so happy. He'll be great. He'll be lovable. And then we do the next week's show. We're like, I can't believe Ricky was cranky at the press conference again. This guy has made head-scratching decisions since he's been there. And here we are again. And people want to criticize and say we're not fans. We're so frustrated because we've got the great team. We're on the cusp. We could knock over Melbourne. We could knock over Panthers. Like, we're on the cusp here.
We're so close. Mm-hmm. We're so fucking close.
We are.
Why would you put, and again, fuck every single person who thinks we're attacking Jake Arthur. We're not.
Not at all.
But he doesn't, you've said this every time you mention his name, Bernie, on every episode, he's going to be a great player.
He's a
player of the future.
Yep.
But yeah, he's not doing him any favours by putting him into roles like this. But right now, we need the deepest and the strongest bench available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jake's not the guy on the bench for that. And that's He's all not. BA's fault. It's every fucking week. It's what? This makes no sense. And the worst part is we sit here and we theorize and we go, oh, here's a reason why. And this actually makes a lot of sense. And it never fucking makes sense. It never does. Because we end up with the next week where it's like, why is Jake Arthur? I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that the fact that BA brought Sean Lane into his office and asked him, what's he doing that's making him so successful at the moment? Like, he's like, what's going on? I don't understand. BA didn't understand why, you know, there goes my theory of the super coach. It's just, I'm just going to flog this big fucker until he, like, becomes a gun. And he has become a gun. He's easily our top three, one of our top three players at the moment.
Yeah.
And we are so close to winning a grand final because we have the firepower on any given day to beat any of the teams. It's not like those teams are better than us. I dare say we've got Melbourne and Penrith's number. I dare say that they don't want to play us. They really do not want to play us, especially in an elimination final. Yeah. Our weakness, of course, is more South Sydney. South Sydney have got the wood over us. You know, and we could be running, if we lose against Melbourne, we could be running into South Sydney week one of the finals.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
And then, and it could be game over, just like that, bang, bang, it's fucking a two punch. And it could come down to not having enough firepower on the bench, not having a big body. I mean, we're playing, you know, the biggest fucker in the game, Arse of a Salamander. Mm-hmm. He's a monster. And one of the most gifted football players in Munster. Those we're playing their full strength. They've got Jerome Hughes. They've got, you know, Grant. They've got the cheese. Sorry, they're not at full strength. They haven't got Pappenhausen. So, but they're close to full strength. And we need a big body to go in there and just smash Nelson. We, you know, even if he comes off second best, what the hell is Jake going to do against bloody Nelson? Like, the best case scenario is Jake's going to go out there and have an okay game and hold his own and, you know, not make any mistakes. That's not good enough this time of the year. We need players. We need impact. And Bryce Cartwright is an impact player. People question his defense. He's just as good defending as Jake is, but he brings the X factor. If we're down by 10 points, who would you rather bring on with 20 minutes to go? Jake, who's going to just run out the plays.
Yeah, workmanlike.
Exactly. And do a good job. Good job's not good enough. It's not going to get us there. And, you know, we could lose to Melbourne and then next week we're up against Souths and the same shit.
And then we're two weeks from now, we're sitting here full of piss and vinegar because we've been bundled out in the first week when this team should have won the premiership.
This is a premiership winning team, and we don't have this team next year. Next year we're not top four. No. We're rebuilding next year. I mean, and if we lose, bang bang, BA's probably going to get fired. We've got a new coach, whoever the fuck it's going to be, Trent Barrett. Oh, fucking that. And we're rebuilding, and then it's 5 years of grind or 4 weeks. Just switch, or just give us a chance for fuck's sake. Will you just give us a chance? Put bloody Cartwright on the bench. Use him as a weapon. Jake's not a weapon. Jake is a player of the future, and he's a gap filler in case one of the boys gets injured. And like I said, if Mitch goes down, we're not beating any of them. We're not winning the grand final if Mitch gets injured. It doesn't make any difference. You know, if Dillbags goes down, we need those two guys firing to beat the top teams, and it's the only way we're going to win is if we have full complement. So it doesn't matter at this stage. At this stage, you play your biggest and baddest. I'd rather be playing. Well, you know, Wira McGregor's not going to get a bloody game, is he? Until he's going to have to go somewhere else. And this new kid, Odgkin, whatever he's a massive unit. Why not throw him in there? I'd rather him in there for 10 minutes, even if he dropped the ball twice. You know, go in there, just your hardest and smash the shit out of him. You know, we can see it coming. We can see it coming a mile away. The writing's on the wall, unfortunately. And, best case scenario is we win the game only using 16 of our 17. You know, it's you know, it's insane.
At this point, it's almost better that Jake doesn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, these games are going to be so tight, and you can see it. These games are going to be so tight, and Brad Arthur has to roll the dice on whether he sends his son out there in a tight game against not a Manly.
No.
It'll be or not a Bulldogs. It's going to be a Panthers or a Rabbitohs or a Roosters.
Yep.
And provided we get through that, it's probably going to be a Cowboys or a Sharks. Like, it gets no easier from here.
Yep.
Like I said last week or the week before, we're staring at a Mount Everest to win the premiership. And having Jake Arthur as dead weight, you know, he's not going to provide anything on the field, and he'll provide even less if he's sitting on the bench for 80 minutes, you know. Mm. It's just wasted space. It's complete wasted space, and it's not a chop at Jake as a player. But I would rather Bryce Cartwright, and I really miss Nathan Brown.
Oh, hell yes.
I really wish Nathan Brown was in favour with Brad.
He's injured, apparently. He's got an injured finger. I don't fucking know.
He's not injured. He hasn't been injured for weeks.
No.
Brad Arthur just doesn't like him. The club's trying to shop him around.
Yep.
You know, even worst case scenario, you just have Odgson and Maka Maka on the bench.
Yeah. It's a better option.
It's a better option than Jake, but ideally we all want Cartwright there.
What has Cartwright done wrong? I don't understand why he is not in the team. And it just comes back to what you say, Barry. There is no logical reason why Cartwright's not in the team.
No, and I'm no different, because I just had, here's a logical explanation. We started the season, we had this run of injuries. So what BA's doing is, when he doesn't play players from the bench, is they're just there just in case someone gets injured, because we've had such a horror run of injuries, and he's now very protective. He's very cautious. And that's a logical theory that I to just come up with, when the reality is BA is just like, I don't know. What do we do? Like, lovely guy, a fucking Muppet, a total Muppet.
This is not the time of the year to be cautious about fucking anything.
Can I just say,
I think we're fucked either way, right? If we beat Storm, we beat Panthers. Our nemesis, as I said on the text this week, is the week off.
Mm.
We play after that, if we play the West Tigers, we're going to lose. We are no good after a week off. So we either lose and we go against the Bunnies, and the Bunnies have our number and we lose, or we win, have a week off, the boys don't turn up the week after it, and then we're out again. So, you know.
And go up against the Roosters, but the Roosters have had our number. But we got them. We did get them last time we played them. But I believe Roosters are favourites going into the South game. So it's fire and brimstone everywhere, boys.
It's fire and brimstone
fucking everywhere now.
Maybe not everywhere. I mean, if we run into the Broncos, you know, there's not much fire or brimstone with them, but we could walk into that game, you know, complacent, you know, if we end up playing them. So if we lose against Storm, I agree with Barry. I think we are better off. I think we're better off winning against Melbourne, because fuck Melbourne.
The
week after, we're better off losing against the Panthers, and then we just keep playing. Yeah. And then we meet the Panthers in the grand final. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think we really need to win this game tomorrow. You got to come top four to win the grand final, you know, statistically speaking. Having two bites at it, you know, we've got a loss in us, as we all know. So, you know, if we get it out of the way against the Panthers and then we go bang, bang, win two games, we're fucking close. We're so close to winning a grand final. Yeah. I can taste it, and it's so annoying.
It's the most frustrating part about this.
It's just so annoying, because Jake, you know, and we keep saying, God love him, he's a fucking 19-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's done nothing wrong.
He's done nothing wrong, and he's going to be a great player, but every single comment on Facebook is, why is he in the team? It doesn't make any sense. Unless you're going to rest Reed, we can't rest our number nine. You don't do it. Like, you know, to win these games, to win the grand final, we need full complement or we're not going to win. And then you roll the dice with Jakey Boy. If Mitch gets injured this week and he's gone for the season, whatever, then you throw the reins to Jake and you go, but you know what? You know what Jake's not doing this week? Playing, I think they're having a semi-final Parramatta against the Magpies, I think it is. Or is it no, it's Canterbury, I think. Either way, he should be playing halfback in a final this weekend.
Yeah, under all sorts of pressure.
Under all sorts of pressure. And if Mitch does get injured against Melbourne or Panthers, then we have a young kid, he's raring to go. He's had a couple of weeks' experience in finals football, albeit at Reggie's. And we jump on board. We're like, go for it, kid. You know, you're our last best hope. But at the moment, Bryce should be in the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's our best team with Bryce on the bench because a utility. He can cover any position. He's playing lock this weekend. I mean, I don't understand. He can cover every bloody position. He can play the halves. He can play the backs, the wings. And he's got the skill factor to get us points when we need him. He's not just going to catch and pass and just, you know, get his 10 metres. He's going to pull out some magic. And you've got to have one of those players on the bench that you can throw out there. Oh, we're six behind with 10 minutes to go. We need a try. Oh, okay. Well, let's just do one up, hit ups, and then put up a bomb. I said, no, you know, it's just so annoying because we're so close. You can just taste it. And I know, as you guys do, the next few years, we're not winning no grand final. You know, we're just not. We're rebuilding. And we'll support the team in the rebuild, as we always do. But we have the team this year to win the grand final. And it's going to come down to a stupid bloody, like last year against the Panthers, we almost beat them. You know, you never know. If we had someone come on the last few minutes and pull a rabbit out of the hat, we could have won the grand final last year. But we're not going to know. Yeah. We're just never going to know. And he's not doing Jakey any favours by playing him because you can't support it. As a football fan, you can't support him being on the bench. If Mitch is out or Dillbags is out, we will support him, 100% support him, and be like, he's our best hope. And I want him to do it. I want him to be playing this weekend. I think I'm pretty sure Parramatta's in. I think it's a semi-final or something this weekend against Bulldogs, and it's some sort of final. I can't remember, but I remember seeing that it was a final, thinking Jake should be in that team.
Absolutely.
Leading it around, getting the experience. And then if Mitch does go down the next 2 weeks, we're still in with a shot, you know.
But you can't be half in and half out. He's either in the team starting and playing, or he's not in the team at all. He can't be coming off the bench. He's just wasting a bench spot.
Not a bench spot. And that's exactly what we're saying. We're not saying he shouldn't be in the team. We're saying he shouldn't be on the bench. Either you put him in at seven, or he's not in the team. You know, like it makes no sense putting him on the bench. I don't know, boys. Let's talk a little bit about the Broncos game. Let's get a little bit of positivity out of it, because we're just going to keep going round and round. And this thing is just, you know, it's really frustrating all of us, because we can taste the grand final. We're so close to it. But the game last weekend, what did you boys think? Not weekend, last Thursday. What did you think of the game last Thursday?
Well, I loved it. so my co-host on another podcast I do, the Dummy MT Dog, he's a massive Broncos fan, and he was quietly confident that the Broncos are going to roll us, and that didn't happen. No. So about 10 minutes in, it was pretty much all over. Yeah. And, so something wonderful about living in Queensland and when you don't support the Broncos, and because there's so many Broncos fans around you. Yeah. And so the next day at work, I obviously had my paratop on, and a lot of angry students, and, you know, not a few displeased teachers, but it's like, oh, well, suck it up.
Absolutely. I had a very similar experience, boys. I was actually at the pub with a Broncos friend, watching them get absolutely towed up. Now, if you couldn't have told me, you couldn't have told me in my wildest dreams that the final score was going to be 53-6. You couldn't have. I actually tipped us to win the game by a field goal because I thought it was going to be a tight tussle. And then all of a sudden, Adam Reynolds is walking out the tunnel, and he's not coming back.
No, but we were still up 10-0 at that stage. I mean, we were still on top of them at that stage, but they were not coming back at us after Reynolds went up the tunnel. It just wasn't going to happen. But I did enjoy seeing your photos, Jono, down the pub with your friend. what was her name?
Yeah, that's Tiffany. I think she's been on a prior podcast, actually, at the Panthers game. But
Yeah,
that was her. In full Broncos gear, watching her team get towed up in front of her eyes. Well, I'm happily sipping of my schooners. No, it was brilliant. That was 80 minutes of just brilliance. My only fear is now, and BA's pointed at it, is we've had 2 weeks where we've just cruised to victory. We haven't had any adversity yet. So all that will come to an end tomorrow night when all of a sudden we're 10 points behind against Melbourne, and these boys are going to have to respond. Like, it's not, you're not just going to run through them now. Like, you're going to have to bite down on your mouth guard and do something about it. And I think, and thank God we're playing Melbourne before the finals, because that is exactly the scenario we need. We need to be behind. We need to be getting bashed up.
Yeah.
We need to realize, the difficulty is not on easy this week, boys. They've stepped it up to expert, you know. And if we really, really want this top four spot, we have to play football. We have to put it together under pressure and under adversity. We can't just cruise through like we just did. But for the last 7 days, or 6.5 days, 7 days almost, as of tomorrow, walking around with my chest puffed out, doing the Conor McGregor strut into work the next morning, gave a nice nod to the boss on the way past. I'm like, how about your Broncos? And then having, I had a Cowboys fan come in, and I had a fellow Rabbitohs fan come in, their courier drivers.
Random Rabbitohs courier driver.
Yeah. And it was like, I can't tell you how happy I am that you smashed those pricks. Like, you've put them in their place. Like, it couldn't happen to a better club. And I'm
we ended their top eight.
We've ended them.
Yeah, they are gone.
Yeah, so absolutely brilliant feeling. Absolutely.
Yeah. It looks like the Raiders might be sneaking into the top eight down the bottom there. The Roosters might be gone. I don't know. Like, they copped a bit of a flogging physically, I think, against Melbourne. We might be the same. Like Jono says, going into the finals, this is the best thing for us, you know, just to go against a team that they're just running hot at the moment. Even though they lost against the Roosters, Melbourne are running hot. And I think I would just love to just, you know, put the foot on the throat against them. And that would scare the shit out of the Panthers. If we absolutely put a flogging onto Manly, and then we're going to, week one, we're up against bloody the Panthers, you know. And I think it's going to be a good game tomorrow. What I want to see is the way we've been playing the last few weeks is throwing the ball around from the get-go. Catch the ball, you run out, you know, and they're passing. I don't want to see all of a sudden BA go, all right, let's try and beat Melbourne at their own game. We're going to do one-off hit-ups and, you know, then get to the kick on the fifth. And, you know, I just don't want to see it. I want to see us throwing the ball around, because that's the only way we're going to win the grand final, is just playing our own game. And we've got to throw the ball around.
Absolutely.
We're not winning a structured game. We don't play that well.
We never have.
And that's what throws the opposition.
Yeah. You can't defend against it. You know, if you're on fire, you can't defend against it, because you can't predict where it's coming from. You can't train for it. No coach can get in and go, okay, I want you to keep an eye on Dillbags doing a bloody chip and chase soccer kick. Like, you know, it's like, what the hell was that? Like, you know, so casual. Yeah. Like, he just runs up to the ball and a little soccer kick into his hands. I mean, you can't defend against that. Sean Lane, I mean, you know, he's absolutely smashing it down that left side. I mean, we barely even need Sivo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the boys are firing across the park. Wonga on the wing is doing brilliantly. I don't want to go back to the Jake thing, but I'd rather Bailey Simonson be on the bench than Jake. There's a plethora of players who are good enough to be, you know, on the bench instead of, I'd rather Hayes Dunster on the bench.
He's back. But, he's back running again too.
Yeah, well, he's playing this weekend. He's playing centers. He's in the centers this weekend.
Oh wow, good on him.
Yeah, so he's back. I'd rather Nathan Brown with a broken ass finger. I mean, we need the mongrel. Let's not go backwards.
Yeah,
we'll keep going forwards. So I just think that if we throw the ball around and the boys are being unpredictable,
yeah,
that's our best chance of beating these teams. It's how we've beaten them before. If
what brought you to the dance.
Yep, 100%. Yeah.
So if BA gets into their head and says, all right, boys, I want a nice structured game now, I'm going to lose my shit.
No.
If all of a sudden, and we'll see it because it'll be obvious that they're just playing one hit up, you know, football again. And because he has this thing where it's like, oh, you've got to earn your right to play the fancy football. From the get-go, we've got to be throwing the ball around. I don't care if we drop it on the first tackle. I honestly don't. I just, you follow it through to the end. And that's our best chance of beating these guys. Even if we drop it on the kickoff and they score within the first minute, you keep going, throw the ball. You know, we'll eventually, you know, start scoring. And
fingers crossed. We're the number one. We are the number one offloading team in the entire NRL. So second phase is what we're built on. We are built on football like this. And I like the approach that Bernie's trying to take here, because if we keep doing it, week on week on week, it becomes second nature. It becomes second nature to run off the shoulder of the guy taking the hit up, because there's a 95% chance he's going to offload that ball and he's going to keep going. And the only thing the defense can do then is keep moving backwards. And you're just going to keep going forwards. You're going to pick your spots. You're going to give room for Mitch to run, Dylan to run, Reedy to run. You're going to give room for Short Lane to run the angle, or Iceman to run the angle, Junior to come up the middle. We are so dangerous when we're playing that confident style of football. And I would love for it to just become what we're known for. But I could also see us going into our shell a little bit against Melbourne, just purely because BA is not going to want to give away cheap possession. That's the only thing. Melbourne will punish us for mistakes inside our own half, the way the Bulldogs didn't, the way the Broncos didn't. And as I said, that's the sort of adversity I want this team to start facing. When you make a mistake and you know you're going to be punished for it, they just start making less mistakes, to start aiming up in defense, to start really taking accountability for ball control and all the doing the one percenters right. That's what this club needs to start doing from now.
I certainly have loved the second phase play that we've been getting involved in. The only caution I would put here is that in the first 10 minutes, if you go back and watch the first 10 minutes of that Broncos match, they read that like a book. And there was a couple of times where they got intercepts, which they then knocked on and they completely stuffed up. But if the Broncos can do that, the Storm and the Panthers are looking at that and going, we know the second that Junior Paulo hits the player, he's going to turn his back and he's going to do an offload. We know that's going to happen. And if there's a player running through from the Storm, they're very likely going to get it and get an intercept. So I love the second phase play, but I just don't want us to be lazy with it. We've got to be cautious with it, because these top teams are going to read it like a book.
Absolutely. And Cameron Munster is an absolute beast at ball stealing. He is probably the best one-on-one strip artist in the game. Easily. So if the boys need a lesson in ball handling and ball control coming into contact, man, Cam Munster is going to be sneaking a hand in whenever he can.
Yeah.
He's very deadly at that. He is the best at it. He's, you know, a sneaky little player. We've got to be aware of that. If Cameron Munster is tackling you, surely BA would be drumming it into him. You know, two hands on the ball. Don't try and go for, it's too obvious for BA to take it on board. Maybe Sean Lane can let everyone know. Sean seems to be the bloody, he's the coach. He's the coach of the team at the moment. So if Sean could just let everyone know, if Munster's going in for a tackle, two hands on the ball, tuck it under the wing, because he goes for it more often than not. Now, I I don't think it's as predictable. Knowing what we're going to do and stopping it are two separate things. Knowing that Junior Pullo is going to hit the line and spin and pass and stopping him from doing it, two separate things. So, sure. Yeah. So I think that that's the only way we're winning the grand final is throwing it around. Intercepts, par for the course. I mean, I'm fine with it. I would honestly rather go down throwing it around than go down playing a structured game where we just have no creativity. We don't have the defense to beat these guys with 10 points on the board. We need to get 20 plus points on the board to beat these teams because defensively we're not going to be able to hold them out for the whole game. So
absolutely.
Throw it around, you know, chance your arm. Who's the best throw it around, chance your arm player in Parramatta? Like, it could be Cartwright is in the top three. Like, it just, I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to go back.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to say, Jono, mate, we always put BA Bingo up on the Parramatta's Facebook page. And I'm not sure if, I know you're going to do that this week. I'm not sure if you've got it updated for this episode.
The only thing he possibly could have scored was the superpower, leaving Sean Lane on too long, which, as we've covered, in a win is a superpower. In a loss, it's an infraction. But this week, when you put 53 on the Broncos, it's definitely a superpower.
It is still 1 out of 9. So BA gets 1 out of 9 for BA Bingo this week. Now, I am actually in Mackay, and I very well could possibly watch the Panthers match with you in Mackay in 2 weeks, Jono.
Ooh, could you just? Wow.
You're assuming that we're going to beat Melbourne tomorrow night, Barry. You might have just called. You might have just summoned Murphy on us there, my friend.
Sorry. Well, then what I mean is, like, I thought...
Murphy!
I was thinking it was, we definitely got Melbourne, we definitely got Panthers.
No.
But it's, right, if we lose to Melbourne, then it's the Rabbits.
Yep, the Rabbits or the Roosters. So we've got to beat Storm first, and then we get first bite at the Panthers in a non sudden death game, which is going to be a joy to watch. Yeah. So we can lose it. So if they do end up playing Panthers, you two get together in Mackay and then you can enjoy the loss together because, that's what we're, hoping for. You know, you get the loss under the, and then you move on. So
12 months ago, we experienced that already, but you know what, regardless of who we're playing, Barry, the beers will be cold, mate. The beers will be cold.
So regardless, my point was that I'm going to be in Mackay in 2 weeks and I very likely will be able to watch Parra's game with you is the point I'm getting at. So
excellent.
So hopefully we can, I might have to come over to your aunt's place, mate. We might have to do the show from there that week.
So, we could do that.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, you can always catch me on the Parramatta's podcast with my mate T-Dog. You can always catch me on the Dummy M podcast with my mate T-Dog, where we pick three dumb sports stories to figure out who the biggest dummy of the week is. And Jono, you have a podcast as well. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, the F1 chat. The Belgian Grand Prix was the weekend just gone. The episode dropped on Spotify this morning. Mm-hmm. And the Dutch Grand Prix is this coming weekend. So there'll be another episode this coming Monday or Tuesday.
And I've actually started my own podcast. It's just me. It's called the Fuck Melbourne podcast. This week is the first episode. And you can catch me on fuckmelbourne.com.au and it'll be the Fuck Melbourne support page on Facebook. Look out for it, boys.
I can't wait. I look forward to all those insightful points you're going to make on that show, like Fuck Melbourne and Melbourne. And hang on, let me think about it. No, Fuck Melbourne. Yes, that's how that
don't give
go.
It away. Don't spoilers. It's just, let's just...
And as we always say, boys, fuck Melbourne.
Fuck Melbourne.
And click go the Eels.
Click go the Eels, baby.
Click go the Eels.